Hi.
So we're still trying to figure out the SummerSlam shit. Anybody want an update? But now it's more complicated.
That's right.
Because StarCast is there now.
It'd and be ladies crazy and gentlemen, to go that far of not meeting him and then meet him twice.
I know. It's like, they're like, oh, well, you didn't meet him there, but you get to meet him twice now. Three times, actually.
That's true, yeah.
Three times. I'm making up for that whole drought. I'm making up for it. What can I say? You have to at this point. I'm just like, hey, I'm back. Told you I'd be back.
Oh my goodness.
I told Whitney, okay, Whitney's going to SummerSlam with us in case anybody, hi Whitney, I know you're listening, hello. I told Whitney if they announce Wyndham, I'm probably going to be on like juice cleanse until July.
Oh so. My gosh.
I'm sorry. I think.
Well, you I'm are trying. Even the weight you are now. What difference does it make?
really?
I'm just saying.
Anyway, but also like Gallows and Anderson could be there,
right?
And I could be like, look, I finally grabbed her. She's here. And then like Jay. Like they asked, they're like, who does everybody want to see? And everybody's like, Ric Flair, Stone Cold. I'm like, Wyndham, Jay White, the Good Brothers. Yeah, I have a list. What if they say like Shawn Michaels is going to be there? What would you do?
Well, I would freak out, but it would probably end up being too expensive. But if it wasn't, yeah.
If it was like $125, would you do it?
Yeah,
that's what I thought. It's happening. They're like, here's Shawn Michaels. It's $125. Yeah. Yeah, we're doing that. But anyway, guys, StarCast is back. We're probably not going to go to any panels, but you bet your ass we're going to try to meet some people. Or re-meet some people. My list is just people I've already met. Also, Cody Rhodes is trolling the whole StarCast thing right now. So, again, Whitney, listening, had a little bit of a, oh my God, what if Cody shows up moment, which I said. That's true. And I said, what if his dog's there? And she was like, oh my God, I'll meet the dog. And I was like, meet the dog. I'd be okay to meet the dog. That dog never did anything to me. So yeah, we're trying to figure out our lives at this point. Also, I'm going to need Impact to announce a show if they're going to do a show. So
my goodness,
get on it, Impact. Let's go. Cause shit's happening.
Weekend's filling up fast.
The weekend is filling up. Especially if they're like Wyndham's here. And then they're like, we have a Wyatt family meet and greet too. I'll be like, Well, it's happening. It's bigger than the both of us. But yeah, that'll be exciting, guys. I'm pumped. I'm excited for Jen to finally go around like wrestlers and, you know, getting back in the scene, in the swing of things.
That's true. Yeah. I'm just excited to go to Nashville in general.
In
a long time.
I've never been, so yeah, I've never been, guys. So this is a very exciting thing for me. I've never been.
It's going to be really packed.
It's going to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have like a road trip planned. So road trip. That's going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go pick up Whitney too. Gotta go pick her up on the way, and then we'll be there with our white cases of White Claw and fucking, okay, well, whatever she's gonna drink and White Claw. Whatever Jen is drinking and White Claw. So.
Yeah, not White Claw. Ugh.
Well, I will have White Claw. Or some mini bottles of shit. Because let me tell you, with how expensive all these drinks are, I am pre-gaming. I'm all pre-game this shit. So, there you go. That's happening. I will be pre-gaming. So, let's talk Raw. Because I feel like we haven't talked really in depth about Raw lately.
Okay.
I mean, we do have shit to say. Like, Raw's actually all right. Surprisingly, all right. But the big news is, I guess you could factor this in on Raw. Roman Reigns. We don't know what the fuck's happening with Roman Reigns.
Wasn't the last thing that came out that he doesn't want to do a lot of house shows anymore?
So I'm hearing like four different stories. I'm hearing one is that Roman is taking 10 weeks off, but he'll still do SummerSlam.
Huh.
I'm like, all right.
How can you take that much weight? So is he going to lose his belt? I'm so confused.
That was my question. Is he losing his belt at that point? Because if that's the case, he should. Uh-huh. The other one is Roman is not going away, but he's just going to not do house shows. Which, okay. And then the other one I heard is that he's going to be real light on his schedule. Just
so weird.
Be at select places. At select times. Yeah. Part of me is really wondering if he's losing these belts soon. Especially the graphic for Hell in a Cell has changed. And Roman is no longer on it. And Cody is front and center.
Hmm.
So, does this mean Cody will win the belt at fucking Raw? Is that what we're doing here? Like,
maybe.
Explain it to me like I'm stupid. So, I don't know. We'll see. We will see what happens. It's very interesting. I'm very interested in it. Also, we had a return. Alexa Bliss has returned, which I don't know what the fuck to make of that.
She seemed like her old self.
She seemed like her old self, but she still had the stupid doll. So, yeah. But she had her old theme back.
Mm-hmm.
Which gives me hope that when Baron is no longer Happy Corbin, he can have his song back.
I hope so.
Oh, God, I hope so. Guys, we've already planned. We're having a sing-along in the car at least twice to that song. But yes, Alexa Bliss came back and squashed Sonya Deville, which was good. I kind of wish it was Naomi, though. If I'm really going to have somebody do it, kind of wish it was Naomi.
That's true.
That would have made so much more sense than Alexa Bliss. But what do I know? Also, this whole Ezekiel thing is still happening. And all I gotta say is, if it was anybody but Kevin Owens, this would not work.
It's kind of funny, actually. I'm not hating it. That's for sure.
I thought I would hate it, but like,
but I don't understand the whole Ultimate Warrior thing. Like, why he's dressing? Yeah. Like
Warrior. Okay. This is what I got, but maybe I'm fucking dumb. Okay, remember the conspiracy theory that Ultimate Warrior was replaced at one point?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, is this like a play on that where they're like, Elias is dead, but Ezekiel is still here? I don't know. That's kind of where I saw it, but fuck, I could be wrong. Again, though, if it was anybody but Kevin Owens, this would not work. Not work at all. We have, you know, the Bullet Club back as well in the WWE. And at a house show yesterday, Liv Morgan has joined them.
Which we all figured was going to happen.
Which does that make her the first like actual wrestling person, like female wrestler in the Bullet Club who actually still wrestles? I think so. Pretty sure it is. So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Cody was against Austin Theory. It was all right. It was okay. My thing with Cody is like, it's the entrance that gets me. That entrance is like fucking amazing. And then after that, I could care less. Like, I want him to like entertain me for the love of God. And I don't know if I'm feeling entertained. So, I don't know. There, I go back and forth with him. There's days where I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sports entertained. And then there's days where I'm just like, cool, I guess. So we're going back and forth on this whole RK bro, the Usos. Are they or aren't they unifying the belts? Because now they're saying they are on SmackDown next week.
I mean, I guess it's possible that if Roman is going to cut back and all that, maybe they will unify them. Maybe RK-Bro will get them. If Roman's going to cut back, then...
Yeah, but part of me is also wondering, like, knowing that Roman's going to cut back, obviously, he's going to have to not have the belts, I would assume. I mean, depending on how much he's cutting back, obviously, but like, I would assume the belts would have to go at some point, because him versus The Rock does not need to be a title match. Right. Really doesn't. Like, from the sound of it, Roman's gonna disappear and so is The Rock, so either one of them holding any belts makes zero sense. So I'm assuming going into Mania next year, we have probably Cody and Drew. I would assume. Which Cody, some people are saying no, that it won't be Cody. Cody will not. Some people are saying yes. I'm on the fence if he will or not. Because part of me feels like they're going to do the Daniel Bryan storyline with him, where like he gets so close and then fails, and then like it's a whole thing.
Yeah, I don't think he'll get it right away.
But then part of me wonders, was that the plan? And then Roman's like, hey, I'm going to fucking not be there for 10 weeks. So then it's like, well, guess we're going to give it to Cody now. Because arguably on Raw, Cody is pretty much the biggest star other than Randy.
That's true. Randy's like the guy right now.
I'll tell you right now, like, I even like Randy right now, and that's it's gonna be funny if they're doing the whole like, it's supposed to be like a Daniel Bryan thing with Cody, and then really it's like everybody just wants Randy. They're like, listen, that's cool, but we want Randy. That's cool, but Randy though. I mean, they're if you're going to do Randy, though, they'd have to lose to the Usos at that point.
Yeah.
And then Randy could win Money in the Bank, or Cody, which I don't know, because they're putting Cody on every pay-per-view poster at this point. So it's kind of like,
I guess one of them could win it, and then they could have a match to fight who winner takes it, and then the other one could take it.
My thought process was one of them wins Money in the Bank and cashes in at SummerSlam while the other one is versus Rome.
But how many titles does that make for Randy if he wins? Is he tied with Cena at that point?
Let's find out. I do think Orton will break. I don't think Cena's going to break Flair's record. I think will be Orton.
Yeah. Because I think Cena's done. Let's look. I should know that. But. Or if Cena came back, somehow if Randy could have it and then lose it, and then they could have a match for who breaks the record. That might be kind of cool.
So are we counting the World Heavyweight Champion as well, or just WWE Championship? I'm assuming we're counting both.
I think so. That's what they count with Cena, I think.
He's currently 14.
And Cena's currently 15? That's a good question. 15 or is he tied?
Hold on. No, I think he's, because Ric Flair is 17, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So he'd have to be 15. He'd have to be. Have to be 15. I say that, and let me just verify. Let me verify that information. Oh, he's 16. Huh. So he could win one more and tie Flair. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Flair, here's the thing, is nobody's truly going to beat Flair. Because if you really, and again, I'm like kind of pissy at Ric Flair right now, but Ric Flair technically is three, 4, 5, 6, 7, that's 12, plus 10 is 22. It's technically a 20, hold on, 20, 24, 25, technically. If we're counting every belt, he's technically a 25-time champion. Now, WWE obviously is just going to count two. Hold on. Two and seven is nine. Nine and six. Yeah. Because they're not counting everyone. Technically, he would be. Because they're not counting like NWA Missouri. They're not counting all that shit. So technically 17. I'm going to say 17.
Huh.
Because they're not counting like some of the NWA belts. Yeah.
Huh.
So.
Well, then we want Randy at least tie with Cena then.
Yeah, so Randy is going to have to win, which Randy said he wants to go like another 10 years,
right?
8 to 10 years. So he could. I mean, if he wins this year, that's 15. If he wins maybe again next year, 16, and wins. Yeah, he could beat Cena. If Cena doesn't win that any World Heavyweight belt again, he could technically in 3 to 4 years beat Cena. And tie Flair.
That would be interesting.
But not like in the grand total of belts, if that makes sense. Because that's like 22, I believe, 23, something like that. Because they're not counting all the NWA ones, obviously. So also Flair wants to make a comeback. So who knows? He could be AEW champion in like 6 months. So
that's so weird.
It's fucking weird. He's gonna have a heart attack in the ring and die, so you know, do with that information what you will. But yeah, I'm kind of going back and forth on it. I'm like, part of me thinks Cody will win Money in the Bank, I mean, Money in the Bank is still like less than 2 months away, but I think it's going to be Cody and Liv. I really think it's going to be Cody and Liv.
Makes sense.
That would make sense. Now, could it be Randy and Liv? Maybe. I really think they're going to put
the briefcase on Liv, though, because this whole Liv thing, they could, it's part of me is wondering, are they trying to use the Daniel Bryan thing with Cody, but really the Daniel Bryan story is not Randy, but it's Liv. I'm kind of thinking that. Because, like, Liv's the one the fans are choosing. Not that the fans don't love Randy and Cody. Don't get me wrong. They do. But Randy and Cody already have the machine behind them.
Right.
So, I don't know. I do think, though, it's going to be... it's going to be... either Randy versus Roman at SummerSlam and then Cody has the briefcase, or it's going to be Cody versus Roman at SummerSlam and Randy has the briefcase. Now, could they throw us off and make it Kevin Owens? I would like that, but I don't
see
that
happening.
It won't. Or Baron. I don't see that happening either.
Uh-uh.
I wish, but oh well. Also, we're not really going to talk SmackDown because, like, one, I didn't watch it, and two, fuck SmackDown. The only part I did watch, though, was Baron dropping the Andre the Giant trophy on the chair and, like, giving Madcap a neck contusion. I love you, Baron. Good job.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the pay-per-view. It was actually pretty good.
It was. I was actually going to get to that, but I was going to talk to Raw first, and then because we're not talking about any of the belts really, because like nothing really changed.
No, that's true.
Nothing really changed. Like, there's not much change. So I was going to talk to Raw first because there's a little more change on Raw, even if it is just the return of Alexa Bliss and Roman possibly leaving and this whole unification bullshit. But yes, the pay-per-view, better than I expected.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
I honestly was expecting, like, I had no expectations, let's be honest. Like, I had no expectations. I was like, yeah, but because it is, again, it's a lot. See, this is what I got is a lot of the matches that were the rematches were better than the matches at WrestleMania.
Right.
So, I mean, that was good. I think I actually, okay, and people are going to, I don't know what people are going to feel about. I actually liked Cody Seth 2 more than the first one.
Hmm.
Technically, if we're going by in-ring work, I think the first one, I think all of us were too fucking, like, shook,
right,
to really pay attention to the match.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And
the Charlotte Ronda match was better.
It was better, but
I'm assuming Charlotte's going to get married, right? I'm
assuming she's getting married.
Yeah.
If not, just taking time off. She had to carry Rhonda for how long now? She must be tired. She must be tired. She had to carry Rhonda for a long time. I liked Edge and AJ too better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too. It was just a better match. Madcap and Baron was all right. It was never going to be more than all right.
Right.
Like, it was never going to be better than okay. I mean, we love Baron, but Matt, he's put in just such stupid situations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? I mean, as long as he's getting paid, I mean, I guess that's good, but that's another one. Baron had to carry that feud on his ass too. He must be tired.
I don't know. I don't hate Madcap. I don't think he's terrible.
My thing with Madcap, I hate the
name.
Is,
if his name was different, that would change so much.
My thing with Madcap is he went into that feud with Mojo and almost did the same thing he did with Baron, where it was like, I mean, not saying Mojo was like real high up, but like,
right, it just kind of drags down. And I think Baron needs to move on. Like,
no, he does. You're right.
Let's not forget he was the last person to pin Roman Reigns. So let's move on, which obviously they're not, because on SmackDown he fucking did that trophy drop on the chair. So I was like, we just move on, please. Get Baron and Money in the Bank. Let's bring it around. Lashley and Almost. That's another one. Lashley needs a break after carrying that match on his ass twice. I mean, obviously, Rhea being revealed as, we all knew it was coming, but it was so cool.
Yeah, I like it.
It was cool. I like it.
I like their entrance together.
And now Edge and Rhea have like a matching haircut thing going, and Beth hates it. So, you know. And then the main event, it felt like the pay-per-view went by really fast, which I kind of liked, but maybe that's why it was good, because it went by fast. Roman got the pin on Riddle in the main event. And I hate to say this, I don't want to be this bitch, but I'm not the only person thinking it. So Drew is just not, it's just not there. It's not.
There's no personality there anymore.
I love Drew, but they have made him into like a parody of what Drew was.
That's true.
And we know he's winning at the show in Wales. So like,
what's it called? Clash at the Castle? Is that what it's
Clash
called?
At the Castle, which I think is the stupidest shit in the world, but okay. It just was, I just am not, I'm not entertained by it.
Yeah, you're right.
And like, who knows, maybe, I mean, Roman's gonna probably go away, and who knows what this will lead to. Like, I don't see Drew. I mean, I want to say Drew's gonna be champion at WrestleMania, but I really don't think Drew's gonna be champion at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
like, unless he ditch the fucking sword thing, like, come on now. And at that point, like, who's he gonna go against? Baron? They've already done that for fucking 7 months. Sammy? Maybe. It. He ain't gonna win it, but Sammy? Like, who else is there?
How much longer he has on his contract? Does he have a long time?
Who? Roman Drew. Or
Drew?
I don't know. I think he's gonna stay. I don't think he's gonna leave. I just don't know. I mean, Sheamus. It's just, it's sitting there trying to think, like, it, okay, if Drew wins this, who is going, who would be that person to take it off Drew? Like, the
Randy, huge, I don't know. I mean, is it gonna, are they gonna, you know, like, he's just gonna walk around with both belts? I'm so confused.
And even then, like, okay, say they split up the belts, which I think they do. I think they need to split up the belts, because I don't know. Does Cody face Drew at that point? Like, and take both?
Maybe.
Randy take one of them? Is Seth gonna move to SmackDown? Which at that point, Becky would have to move to SmackDown. Like, no offense to Drew, but Drew winning, does Randy turn heel again? Which I don't think people really want. Shit, does Riddle turn heel and go to SmackDown? Like, what are we doing? they don't have a story there, which kind of makes me think that Cody will be the one to win both belts, because
that's true.
Can Drew carry both shows? No. I mean, granted, on Raw you at least have Seth. Yeah, I guess Riddle and Randy.
Yeah.
Cody, but that's unless Drew turns heel, which I'd like to see it, but I don't think that they'll do it.
Right.
It'd be maybe a hair better than Drew at this point winning it.
Right.
And then at that point, you call somebody up? Like, I don't know. I don't know. At that point. That's why I'm like, this Drew thing. I get why they want to do it. They're like, well, Drew didn't get to have any fans for his title run. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, no.
No. It's a no for me. For that reason, yeah.
It's not a good enough reason. Yeah, but the whole unification thing, I don't like it. I don't know. I've heard points for both yes and no on it, but
I mean, if granted, they were to do it, they would have done it already. So
granted, Raw is a better show with no champion on it.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, so who knows? Who knows at this point? What'll happen there? Oh my god! Anyway, let's move on to some miscellaneous news. Juice Robinson is now the IWGP United States Champion.
Yeah,
as a member of the Bullet Club.
Good for him.
I know, that's very exciting. I'm very very happy about that. Also, here's a big old spoiler alert. Cover your ears for the next minute. If you don't want Impact spoilers, so cover your ears, la la la. Aces and Ace returned at Impact.
Really?
Yes.
With who?
D'Lo Brown. I only saw one photo, so I don't think Gallows is in there. So
oh, you haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet. This is a spoiler. It was from yesterday. So.
Oh, okay.
Also, okay, you can uncover your ears now. They are announcing matches for Slammiversary, which is pretty exciting. Slammiversary is June 19th. We have Eric Young versus Josh Alexander for the Impact World Championship. I think that makes sense to me that Eric Young would have a shot at Slammiversary because he's an Impact original and he returned at Slammiversary 2 years ago. So that makes sense.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at that. It makes sense. Also, they announced there will be a Queen of the Mountain match for the Knockouts World Championship, and it's Deonna Purrazzo versus Chelsea Green versus Tasha Steelz versus Jordan Grace versus Mia Yim, who is at least at the moment signed with Impact. Also, they announced Ultimate X, and the only two people announced so far for Ultimate X at Slammiversary is Kenny King and Ace Austin, who is currently in Best of Super Juniors. There is 4 more spots to fill. I don't know if they're going to announce. There is qualifying matches, so I don't know if they're going to announce everybody or if it's just they're going to have a surprise in there, but that's fun. So that's so far what is announced. Next week on Impact, the Briscoes, who are currently the Impact Tag Team Champions, will get a match against Violent by Design for their tag rematch. So, you know, that's exciting. Also, we have Taven and Bennett versus the Good Brothers. next week on Impact. So,
big things happening. You know what you're cheering for?
Definitely the Good Brothers. Even though I do like Mike Bennett. Which is crazy because I'm wearing an Honor No More shirt. I really want the Good Brothers to win that. So, there you go. I do like Honor No More, though. So, but yeah, that pay-per-view was really good. Mia Yim returned. And Honor No More beat Bullet Club, which I'm not thrilled about. So.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. But it was a good pay-per-view. See, that's what I hate is when people are like, oh my God, Impact. Who watches Impact? It's like, if you watched it, it's actually pretty good. I liked it better than WrestleMania Backlash. Just saying. I thought it was good. Everybody I talked to said it was good too. So, you know, I think people are sleeping on it. Just some bullshit. Also, Jay is there. And Jay is good. We like looking at Jay.
Always.
Always. Are you kidding me? Jay. Oh, God. Jay White. What a man. What a man. But yeah, so right now we're just looking. See, it's so funny because it feels like Nashville's not that far away, but it feels like it's far away.
Yeah.
Like nobody's really talking about SummerSlam yet.
No, it's still, well, it's, what, 2 months?
Yeah. Everybody's talking about Money in the Bank right now.
Mm-hmm.
With all the shows being announced and everything. Like, can we get some SummerSlam stuff going on, please? I'd like some SummerSlam, please. Tell me what I'm spending my money on.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, we'll see, guys. We'll definitely see. Anyway, have we missed anything? Other than we're not talking about Flair coming back any more than we have.
Well, let's not do that. I don't think so. But if anybody has any ideas of stuff for us to do in Nashville, let us know.
Yes, please. Also, keep your fingers crossed that, you know, it happens again.
Mm-hmm. Or that Mojo might actually come to Star.
Oh, my God. If Mojo's there, I'll be excited. I'll be really excited. It won't
happen, but let's hope.
I'll be like, oh, my God, that's exciting. I mean, let's be honest, too. We definitely, like, we have a list. There's a list of people that we want. And some of them, I think, could happen. Some of them, I don't know. Hmm. I think Wyndham could happen.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's a very good chance of happening, which I'm not mad at. Unless he, like, shows up at SummerSlam. And then I'm like, what the fuck? Why did you do that? Oh, I forgot the one other thing we had to talk about.
What?
Ooh. MJF.
What happened?
So, MJF is causing a lot of stir in the world because the rumor is he's not very happy with Tony Khan right now.
Oh, shocker.
And, you know, I think in 2024, we're going to get MJF.
They have the MJF Miz showdown, which I would love.
Oh, God, that's going to be good. Also, he's trolling Tony Khan as well because he said that Cody Rhodes is his best friend.
Huh.
Yes. Also, the rumor and innuendo going around is a lot of people are unhappy because they don't like how Tony Khan treated Cody. Which at that point I'm like,
interesting.
Somebody needs to come out with a shoot interview because I want to know like what happened. Like I can only speculate on what happened, but if y'all remember our episode right before Dynamite, we all called, Jen and I called this happening. So
I can't wait to hear it.
Were we?
That's true. Right, we'll probably have to wait years to find out, though.
I know, but like, let me tell you, if we're still doing the show when we find out, I'm gonna be like, guys, the third eye never lies. It never lies. Hey, the Wyndham thing, especially on him, I'm always right.
That's true.
Because everybody's like, oh, Wyndham's gonna go to EW. I'm like, he's not signing anywhere. I don't see him signed anywhere. So I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, listen to me more often. So far I'm kind of right. But yes, guys, this is gonna, I think the next like 2 to 3 years are gonna be some exciting times.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be interesting. But yeah, I'm kind of sitting here. Okay, this is totally has nothing to do with anything that happened wrestling, but this guy on Twitter just said, Theory doesn't need to say inappropriate words to get reactions from the crowd, like MJF. It's common knowledge. And he's like, Theory's just so much better than MJF. And people are like, Austin Theory was accused of inappropriate behavior with a 13-year-old girl. So I don't know. No offense. I think I'm taking MJF on this one.
Apparently Cena likes Theory. Apparently he came to...
Okay, I've told Whitney about this, but I don't know if I'm the only person who sees this. Does anybody else see Theory morphing into, like, his face looks different? Like, something's weird with his face. Like, and his eyebrows are just terrible. So, like, his eyebrows and his mustache go the same directions. So, like, he kind of
needs to lose the mustache.
Like, angry eyebrows. You know, that's like true. Just cartoon angry eyebrows.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what did you do?
They're
like,
filling in his eyebrows in the makeup room. Could be.
Like, I got some eyebrows. Like, I got some big eyebrows, but they're never like angry eyebrows. Like, I've never drawn my eyebrows on, like, yes, this is the look.
I don't know,
guys. Just know. I think next week we're gonna just talk. I think we need to have a refresher on who we like wrestling wise, because we were gonna do that and then we didn't do it.
That's a good idea.
So I think we need to have a refresher because, you know, a lot has changed since we last discussed.
Some of them aren't even wrestling anymore.
Some aren't wrestling. Some are doing other things. Wyndham, I don't know what he's doing. He's floating around in an enigma right now. Congratulations. Good for him. Mojo is on TMZ. Baron, I don't know what happened to him.
The Iconics are models. And
the Iconics are OnlyFans models.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Get that back. I'm not mad. Get that back. Yeah. So, I think we need to have an update on our list.
It's true.
Because things have changed dramatically. Becky is, I don't know what that is, but I'm kind of entertained by it cuz she's just that fucking nuts. So we'll see, guys. We'll make some lists.
Good idea.
See, the bad thing is we're gonna have to do more lists and shit because we're in the summer drought.
That's true.
Because from WrestleMania to just before SummerSlam, shit gets kind of boring. Hopefully that's not the case, but I'm kind of thinking it's gonna be the case, especially if Roman leaves for 10 weeks. So anyway, guys, until next week, when who knows what's going to be going on. Bye.
Hopefully it's exciting. Bye.